People do not give it credence that a barely legal girl could leave home and go off in the wintertime to avenge her big sister's honor by blowing and fucking one John after another in the brothel where her sister was raped until she found the guilty man and castrated him with his own razor. Although I will say, it did not happen every day.
What the bloody hell are you talking about?
Oh, something I'm writing for the Penny Dreadfuls, Nat. I call it slash fiction.
Slash?
You know, because of the razor. I mean, if Zane Grey could get rich that way. Gotta think of my retirement plan, you know? A gal can find a home on the range, but not a 401k. Working title for this one is True Tits.
Wishful thinking, much writer.
What was that, Moll?
Hold up. This rings a bell. Is this really fiction? Didn't you get your start cutting an almighty swath through the cat house down in...
Of course. What did that newspaper man say? When the legend becomes the truth, fuck the legend? Or was it, in Wild West, legend fucks you?
I'm sure I don't know what you gals could mean. You must be thinking
of... Oh, forget it. We've got to start our epic. Do you want to do the honors, Miss Penny Dreadful author? Give us some exposition.
Right. Not much to tell, though. I pulled into Nazareth, Tombstone, with spurs a-jingle-jangle-jinglin', as you do, and...
Okay, quit trying to write, would you, and just tell us why we're here.
Oh, very well. Anyway, I picked up my mail, and then a telegram at the Western Union. The Pinkertons wanted me to round up a posse.
A pussy posse?
Yes. And then light out for a town called, Bustier.
Let me see that. Good grief, you Yanks, I swear to God. That's Bustier, don't you know it? Sex capital of Grand Tetons? Which, I hardly need to remind you, means...
Yes, Nat. We know.
Well, anyhow, what's shaking in Bustier?
Head office didn't say. We just report to the mayor. A certain Snidely Backlash? And he'll tell us what's up. After that, we use our own discretion. So, I immediately wired you two. Hope I wasn't interrupting anything?
You don't want to know, Ryder.
Oh? What was it?
I'm not sure, but I'd already taken the guy's money, horse, and chapsy. And I was working on his gun, which was... huge, by the way.
Sounds like a hell of a poker game.
Right. Poker game. Yeah, that was it. That's the ticket. Poker.
What about you, Nat?
Well, at least my usual Tuesday boy toy had been and gone, but my afternoon tea almost spoiled the playdate. What is it with tea in this godforsaken country? Tea bags? I mean, really?
Thank you, Nat. Opinion duly noted. Yes, our tea is dishwater. What do you expect? It's 1874, and we're barbarians. But wait just a blame minute here. You're Australian, for Christ's sakes, and you're calling us barbarians?
Well, ladies, I think that's enough scene setting for one sketch, don't you think? It's a long way back to the Wyoming territory, so we better get started. Give the poor old writer some time to think up the next scene, huh?
This is it? Holy sheep shit, where do you flush this town?
Maybe it's big enough for the three of us, but not many more.
And what's with this sign? Welcome to Bustier, Bustier, population 369. Two whores for every cowpoke.
Huh, prairie's so lonesome. Blokes are reduced to poking cows. And I thought the outback sheep shaggers were pathetic.
Which of these shacks is the town hall? Let's ask at this place. The hell? Last chance saloon. You'd best believe we mean at this time no backseats.
Christ, how old are these boys? And am I going to get lynched for statutory...
Skip it. Come on.
Well, boys, what you looking at?
Yeah. Tits.
Next one won't be at the ceiling. Now then, who the blazing fuck whistled?
That'd be me, Missy, and, goddamn! My whiskey! That could have been my hand! You're crazier than popcorn on a hot stove, consarn you!
Next time I'll aim a little lower, stud. One more round out of this lightning and you'll be a gelding. Right. Next dude whistles or catcalls, or calls anyone Missy, joins a soprano choir, you dig?
Dig?
Am I clear?
Yes, ma'am.
What was that?
Yes, miss.
And don't you forget it.
Enough. We need to see Mayor Backlash. You, behind the bar. Where's the town hall?
Turn left as you leave. One block, first right. Can't miss it. Miss it.
Thanks. Come on, ladies.
I'll catch up in a second. Now dig this, you hoopleheads. So we don't get hassled in the thoroughfare, all the young dudes, and you know who you are, you're gonna open your flies, whip out your dicks, and hold them in your gun hands for the next 5 minutes, till we get where we're going. Now stand and deliver. Ooh-wee, say, Blondie. Yeah, you with the poncho and the cigarello? Is that thing registered? If not, I have the legal authority. And are you doing anyone? Anything. Later. Ooh, let's meet at the corral. Okay, high noon. When the day is at its hottest.
Come on.
Bye, Blondie. And do wire me, sweetie.
Fuck me. I don't get paid enough to do this job.
I think that went well, don't you?
Oh, lighten up, Ryder. I got a hot date out of it. And I think his buddy was reconnoitering your caboose as we walked away.
Yuck. Older than my dad. And worse yet, he'd need 2 baths just to be dirty.
Dirty. Reminds me of that time at the Red River with Monty and John. Oh, and Carol and Alice, too. When... never mind. Here's the town hall.
He don't sound well. Has the yellow fever got here ahead of us?
Thank you, Miss Goodbody. 2 copies of that letter, please, for the governor and the marshal.
Yes, sir. You can count on me. Good day, everyone.
Oh, my.
Yes? What do you girls want?
That's ladies to you,
Limited
Rabbit Cock.
Okay, our insult game needs a quick fix. Gotta coordinate better.
Ladies, look, I'm a very busy mayor, and you're interrupting some important work here.
Yes, clearly your secretary knows how to take dictation.
Hey now, Miss Goodbody is a highly skilled administrative assistant.
Yeah, to do that job? A gal definitely needs legs that go all the way up.
Skilled, though? 2 inches isn't deep-throating, even if it is your whole...
2? I'll have you know you're off by a good 3/4.
Enough. Mayor Backlash, we're with the Pinkerton Agency. I'm Ryder, and this is Maul and Nat.
You are with the Pinkertons?
Yes, sir. You were expecting maybe Gordon and West?
No, of course not, but... Well, thank God you're here, leastways. 3 of you, huh? Like the good, the bad, and
don't
the...
Don't go there, Mayor.
Well, shit. At least it beats Butch and Sundance.
Mayor? Ever hear the expression, when you're in deep shit, quit digging?
Right. Anyway, someone's been killing the working girls. We've lost 4 in the last 6 weeks.
How were they murdered?
I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me. They just vanished overnight. Blood in their rooms, signs of a struggle, but their bodies gone. And their money. But all their things were still there.
Anything else?
Well, town pig's been looking awful fat lately.
Did you say pigs?
Yeah, old shtick around here for getting rid of inconvenient stiffs. You have breakfast anywhere in town? My advice, pass on the pork belly.
Noted. Also, ew. Any suspects?
Only one I know of. Suspicious character. Lone Ranger type. Comes and goes on his long shanks. Don't know his name or where he's from. Never heard him say a word.
You've seen him, though. What's he look like?
Tall. Skinny drink of water. Big mustache that hides his mouth. Mexican poncho. Brown leather hat. Flat brim. Pulled over his eyes.
Brown leather, huh? You notice anything else about him? Anything odd?
I'd rather not say.
Come on, out with it, or I'll use this bullwhip.
Well then, you'll just have to flog me.
Mayor, we ain't got time for that now.
Aww.
Ain't got, Ms. Ryder? I thought you came from Providence, the one in Rhode Island, and didn't you once work in the
Shut up.
Look, Mayor, among other things, I'm Deputy U.S. Marshal.
And if you don't believe her, she'll show you her star, among other How?
Spill, or I'll nick you for obstruction.
Nick me?
Pinch you.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Quit wasting our time, Backlash, and tell us what you know.
All right. Well, you see, one time I opened the privy door, not knowing he was inside. He was just pulling up his pants and...
Yeah?
It was kind of dark in there and I didn't look any too close, but... Look, can I just say, next to him, I'm hung like a prize bull.
Girls.
Hey, how come I can't...
Shut the fuck up already.
Do you know what this means?
Yep. It's been years, but...
Old enemies make us feel young.
It's gotta be...
The man with no dick.
Stay tuned, Western fans, for the next installment. Anyone can return to the thrilling days of yesteryear, but we take you back to the raunchy nights, as our heroines write'em, rope'em, brand'em, and then really write'em. Yee-hee-hee-hee-haw!